Kinim, Perek Beis Mishnehei. Now we go right to a new scenario. Chatos Mikan, Vo'ilu Mikan. He has, Mikan means on one side. He has, let's say he has cages sitting on the table. Picture on the right side a cage with a chatos. Already a designated chatos oif. On the left side he has an oilas oif. That's in its own cage. In the middle he has a cage, a double cage. Stuma b'amtza. There's two birds in the middle with the regular to be designated chatos oila. Parach mino emtza latzdadim. One flies out from the middle to one side. Echod helach. Ve'echod helach lo yifsid klum. One of the middle cage, the door opened up because there were two. One flew to the right, one flew to the left. No problem. Ela yoyma, ze sheholach etzel achatois, chatos, the one that flew into the one that you know is a chatos, so it's a second chatos. It's the chatos of the stuma. Ve'ze sheholach etzel oilos oilo. So far, so good. We'll just point out that it doesn't really make a difference if it's for two people, if one is for a Yoin Ledes and one is for a Zov. Doesn't make a difference. Because you'll be makiv both the Chatois, or the one that was a Chatos and the one that you're now declaring a Chatos on the right side, the two Oilers on the left side, and both of them will be fine. And you won't have in mind that this is for that carbon, that's for that carbon, but you're doing the avoida of an Avchatos Oif, and how a Chatos Oif is supposed to be done. And the Eilos Oif you're doing where and when it's supposed to be done. The problem is, Chozal Emtzah, let's say, now there's a Chazoro, not the bird, Chozal sounds like it's saying the one, you don't know which one. So something of the two, remember the middle one now was empty, the cage was opened, it was emptied, two on the right side, two on the left side. The one is Chozal from the right, one's Chozal from the left. Hoemtzoyim Yomusu. What are the ones in the middle? You have no idea. It could very well be that one of the two in the middle is the designated chatos. You can't play games with that. It is a chatos. You can't bring it as an oilo. On the other hand, you can't bring it as a chatos because maybe it's an oilo. So you have the two tzadim. There's no bittel. So you're musu. Stop. Elu yikru chatois. The two that are in the middle. No etza. The ones that are on the side, it might have been the designated chatos, or it might be one that you could turn into a chatos. Either way, the one on the right you'll do as a chatos. Velu yikru oilus, and the one on the left you'll do as an oilo. Choza. But then if the two in the middle now go to the sides, oishu parach mino emtza latzdodim. Because again, you have a designated chatos and a designated early. You can't bring it out the chatos. Maybe it's an early. You can't bring it out the early because maybe it's a chatos. Ein mevi'in teirin keneged b'nei yoino. V'loi b'nei yoino keneged teirin. This is a completely different topic. We've been talking about till now with the problem of the taruvis over here and all the sveikis and all the combinations is all chatos and oilo and birds that could be this or that. Now we're talking about mixing different types. There's only two types of oifois that are kosher for a chatos or an oilas oif. There's toirin and b'nei yoinu. Mufushim psukim, the beginning of Pashas Vayikra. You can't bring as a tziruf, as a kan, a tor with a b'nei yoinu and not a b'nei yoinu can I get a tor. Both of them are kosher, but they can't be mixed. That means this really goes back to what we started in the psicha. The kan stuma of a chatos and oilo is not a korban to be designated later. It's a chaloy shem korban of a peer of chatos and oilo. Tifinakuda, that it's one korban or it's one combination of korbanos of a chatos and oilo. That being said, it has to be one peer. It has to be one chaloy, it's one metzius. If they're two minim, Chazal understand that that can't be brought. Keitza. Hoisha sheviya chatoso tor voilosa ben yoina. A woman who brings her carbon, she has to bring a carbon, and she's bringing a tor for her chatos and a ben yoina as her oilo. Shnei yoitzu karbonos. Because the chiv is not a chatos and an oilo, the chiv is a chatos ve oilo. So Maisa, what happens, Taka, if she brought first chatosa tor voilosa ben yoina? The second one is possible. The chatos shtels avek that her carbon is a carbon of a Torah. So mila tichpo b'tovi olos a Torah. She'll have to match it with a parallel oilo also from a Torah. They both have to be Torah. Now, this is not totally in the first that Tanakama holds. It's totally in the chatos. Because look, oilos a Torah v'chatos a ben yoino. Let's say the first was a Torah and the second one was a ben yoino. It's a weggestalt idea the chatos tichpo v'tovi olos a ben yoino. She has to shtel zich zu her oilo, which she brought first from a Torah. No, it's no good, because it went together with the chatos. She's a weggestalt idea the chatos. That's what Tanakama holds. Ben Azay Oimer, Ben Azay says it's what we say, L'chor Misvar, Halchanach HaRishon. If they have to be parallel, so the first one, L'chor, was kosher, because the first one was open to possibilities of being accompanied by its parallel. So why is the Tanakama hold? You go Bosor the chatos, not Bosor the first. So Mepharshim speak out, the Rosh and others, that's really exes HaKosuv. The Pasuk says, Gabi Korban Yeledes. This is Korban Yeledes who's an Anir. Remember, Yeledes brings a kifson unless she can. And that's why we give it to him a Korban Yeledes, because a woman would have a bunch of different havois and she can't afford the kifson. So the Pasuk says in Parashas Tazvi, Avalokhosh Dei Sarim Veshnei Bnei Yoino. Two Terim, two Bnei Yoino. The Torah clearly says it's two of one type. Echad Lo'ilo Vechad Lechatos. First the Torah puts Oilo. But then the Torah says, V'chiper oleo ha-koyin v'tohero. So the Chazal Darshin, Echad lo'ilo v'echad l'chatos v'chiper, is that the chatos is the v'chiper. That's the way they read the Pasuk. Tais Yom Tov brings the drosh, it's a Torah's Kayanim. So that's the way the Tanakama understands. Ben Azay understands that even though Be'etzim one should bring the chatos first, But Lamaisa, the first one, is the one that shtels avek, what is the nature of the peer. Now, according to Tanakama, even though the Pasuk is talking about v'chiper on the chatos, so l'chor the chatos should be brought first, that din is not likuva, the Rishonim say. There's a l'chatchil to bring the chatos first. The oilah is then brought. But what is kilu ma'akiv is that now the korbonis become avek shtelt aidei the chatos, nothing to do with first or last. That's the Tanakama. Ben Azay argues. He holds that the first one is the one that shtels avek. Here as well, there's a machlek sushenim. Lamaisa, the Rav says, it's based on the Pirush Rambam, that the keveya is not the etzem hakrova of the first. The keveya is the hafrosha. Once the bal hakorban, the isha of the korban, shtels avek, that one is a chatos, the other one, I'm sorry, that one is a tor, that the chatos is a Torah, so mela that becomes what her korban has to be. L'maisa, a lot of the Rishonim hold it's not totally in the hafrosh, it's totally in the akrova itself. The akrova is the haschola of the korban. Rav holds that the hafrosh, it makes the chalois of what the korban will be. So only a person who's mechuyev in a korban, oil of yared, could bring it. So when you mafrish, that shtels avek what the korban is, what was designated as the korban. Then that's the korban. The first one is the one that shtels avek, whether it will be Torah or Bnei Yoyin. That's the machlokes over here. The Mishnah finishes off with one last halacha, which is not such a chiddush once you've learned Maseches Tmura and elsewhere. Ha'isha she'viyah chatos o'meisa. A woman brings her chatos, so she's only halfway through the korban. She still has to bring the second chelik of the korban, which is the oilo. Yoviyu ha'yoshin oiloso. Because this is a din that we find in many places, that an oilo of a person who's mechuyiv could be brought. An oil that was designated could be brought like a mois, the bailim. An oil that was no dar could also be brought. Mashen came. Let's say she brought her oil. Umesa before bringing the chatos, lo yaviu hayoshin chatosa. Because a chatos can never be brought without the bailim. Oil is a doiruin. The Gemara says at the beginning is vachim. So an oil could be brought as long as the korban has a shame bailam. You don't need the bailam to be miskaper. The Gemara even says that Yoshim, that bring an oila, a person died, he left over a korban oila, has to be brought. It is brought, it can't be turned to anything else. The Yoshim bring, they have a kapora, what's called bekufya v'loy bekiva. That's some cheftz of the korban avada is not miskaper for the person who's not the bala korban. The bala korban goes into that, some cheftz of the korban. The korban's only miskaper for him. The Yoshim are the Mevioi, the Korban, Mevium of the Korban of their father. The etzem cheftza of the ritzui adam of the kapora is for the father. The father's not around, so they're the mevi'a korban. They got some type of, there's some type of lower level kapora. It's not in the etzem korban. Chatos, the whole cheftza of the korban is not more than the kapora. So without a kapora, there's no korban. So that's the halacha. That's the shevish of chatois shemesois, is that one of them is the bailum died, is that there's no mitzvah of korban chatos. It just doesn't exist. That's the this halacha is not a chiddush over here specifically. What is a pella, a mamash tzarich in gadol, is that you look at the Rosh over here brings a shita. He brings Rabbi Yaakov Miralainish, one of the Rishonim, and the Mefarish Lenozer, his other Rishonim, that hold that the halacha l'moshe m'sinav chatoy shemesois is only by behema, not by oila. Kiviyachol, everything we just explained is only by behema. By oila, somehow it operates otherwise, even though the logic should be the same. But no, we don't have halacha l'moshe m'sinav over there of mesois. Half of a fellow, because l'chor it's nister mamish by Mishnah Mufureshes. The Mishnah says not that way. You have to know what to say. Okay, now we're going to start Be'ez Hashem Per Gimel. Bameh Dvarim Amurim. Bameh Dvarim Amurim is always a hemshich. What's the Bameh Dvarim Amurim over here? The Mishnah in the first two prokim has had a lot of discussions. What should you do in cases of a teruvus? They're flying this way, that way, they get mixed up. How many can he give? How many does he have to leave out? Now we're going to go back to these cases and we're going to say what happens if the kohen didn't follow instructions. Kimavur beperek rishon of beperek sheni. It's going to make life a little bit more complicated. Bameh dvarim amurim, that all these dinim, the way we shtel that avek in perek aleph and perek beis, all the way we shtei bekohen nimlach. A kohen who is nimlach means he asked a shayla and he got instructions and he did. Who didn't ask instructions. But you know what he did? Achas lazu v'achas lazu. In a case where he had one peer for her, one peer for her, they grabbed the birds, flew back and forth. One time, two times, three times, whatever it was. Shtayim lazu, shtayim lazu. He has one peer, two peers for this lady, two peers for the other lady. Sholosh lazu v'sholosh lazu, three peers for each one. Also kulon lamalef, he made all of them. Like a oila soif, which is lamala michuta sikra, mechza kosher or mechza posel. Half a kosher and half a posel. Why? Half of them are oilois and half of them are chatois. Kulon lamaton, if you made all of them lamata, same. Mechza kosher, mechza posel. Now the cheshbon, of course, is that maybe you got lucky and everything that was brought lamala was from both women, and everything that was brought lamato was from both women. So you have a choice, since there were kanois tumois, so maybe you could designate everything on the top should be an oila, and everything on the bottom should be a chatas. But the problem is, maybe it's fakert. Maybe the ones that were on top all belong to one woman. The one belong on the bottom. The ones that were brought on the bottom, lamato, were all from Leah, from the other lady. Oy bazoi, only the top are kosher. Because half of those are supposed to be oilos. The other half that's supposed to be chatos is posel. And well, the ones on the bottom also, only half of them are supposed to be oilos. The other half is supposed to be chatois. So mela, it's half-half. Now, the lechatchila, the reason why it wouldn't be that way if you would ask, is because you're not allowed to bring the ones that are posel lechatchila. Over here, they were brought. So maybe he did what he wasn't supposed to do. Lemaisa, how many were brought kedin and how many brought not brought kedin? The chayre, the cheshbon is that half of them for sure were brought kiddin. Amen. That's going to cheshbon out. If all of them were brought lamato, all of them brought lamala, it's going to be chatzi chatzi. If half were brought lamala, half were brought lamato, so the ones on the top is going to be half half, and the ones on the bottom are going to be half half. That's the way the cheshbon is going to play itself out.